MIT grad student Summer Gentry is an avid swing dancer, and on the advice of her advisor, this hobby has become part of her thesis, a look at how people communicate through touch. She says swing dancing provides an excellent example of this so-called haptic communication because it involves a sort of structured improvisation using a set of moves known by both members of a dance team.
The leader is really deciding at each moment which move is going to come next, and then he has to tell the follower that, but without using words. It's all a touch-based communication.
To learn more, she programmed a robot arm called the Phantom to improvise several moves to music the same way a lead dancer would, and had human subjects who also knew the moves follow the robot's lead.
And really what the study was about, more than about making the robot know how to dance, it was about asking how do people know how to dance.
Which is a very complex question, because while practice may help the dancers develop a feel for each other, she wonders exactly how these signals are interpreted.
Is it just the force that they're feeling, or is it also partly where their hand is? Is it also something that both partners hear in the music?
And while she'd like to develop a robot that could teach people to dance, there are many other possible applications. Even the medical field could use such touch guides to help doctors through tricky or unfamiliar procedures.
You could have a robot, basically, that helped a surgeon do a particular movement more safely or more quickly.
To learn more, visit mit.edu on the web. From the Science Desk, John Grayson, KMOX News.